Governance Committee, Erie County Water Authority, meeting of March 26, 2019. Commissioner Jones.
Here.
Commissioner Carney.
Here.
Chairman Shad.
Here.
Reading of the minutes.
I'll move to waive the reading of the minutes.
Second.
Meeting March 7th.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Approval of the minutes.
I'll move to approve the minutes of March 7th.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Motion. Aye.
Aye.
Motion. Any opposed? Motion carried.
Reports, there are none. Unfinished business, there is none. New business. Terms of use and privacy.
Okay, Jack Matina did an outstanding job. For our new website, we wanted to do an update of the terms of use and our privacy policy, which is something as you go into a website, we always click that we don't want to look at it, but it will define basically how we use the information when they come in and what are the terms that they have to accept by going onto our website. So Jackie did an outstanding job. She worked with the IT and with our consultant. She basically got a lot of templates from a lot of different websites, and then she took the best of what she found, she put it together, and she's come up with and has sent that over to people. But we need for you to approve the terms and use of the privacy policy. Pretty standard. I think she did take the best of the best, and so we brought it to governance, and then we have a resolution if you recommend it for the full board that you can approve it today. And once the new website goes up, those things will be part of every page if someone needs to look at it.
So this will be one of those obnoxious click here?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. No one ever agrees. If you want to click here, read the terms.
Skip and click.
I accept. Okay.
Skip and click. Gotcha.
Motion to recommend.
Second.
Second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Defense and indemnification policy.
As part of the Paris report, you have to adopt a defense and indemnification policy. I gave you a little bit of a memo, which I know the three of you have read it. So I've come up with a policy, and then we have a resolution to adopt it. But basically, we have a lot of protection of the public officer's law, but there's nothing that specifically says, unless you adopt a resolution, that we're going to pay for the defense of anybody. So we have a lot of immunity, but we need to still pay for the defense. So we've now adopted the public officer law provision that you're going to adopt by resolution, and that fulfills that obligation. And
I reviewed that. It's perfect. We should, call it the CYA amendment.
Right. And, that's right.
I'll move to recommend that the board adopt the new defense and indemnification policy.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? I just want to add, I'm glad you picked this up. This is one of those things. When the problem arises, you don't want to have to look back and say, oh, there is no policy.
That's right.
We need to be carried here, particularly since we have at least one person who claims they're a citizen of some nation that isn't us, wanting to sue us all. So.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. Okay. Are those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Annual Paris filing with the Authority's Budget Office.
Karen?
There are basically four reports that the Authority's Budget Office requires us to file every year, and they come under the umbrella of Paris. The Certified Financial Audit, which you just reviewed with Treasurer Malecki. The Procurement Report, which is basically a summary of all of the vendors that we did business with and made purchases over $5,000 throughout the course of 2018. Sort of categorized by whether they were competitively bid or contracts, or that's several hundred pages. That's a fairly long report, and all of this will be on a website and is submitted to Paris. The annual report, the investment report, which you will be looking at in the general meeting, reviewing and approving the investment guidelines as modified. And also the investment report that is audited, that's in our financial audit as well. And the annual report is basically a summary of our financials. If there's a lot of questions regarding governance, You were given the full packet to review at the board deadline. There's a staff listing in here with salaries. There's all of our sales that we've made throughout the year of vehicles or any other assets that we sold during the year. The bond issuance is summarized in here. And all of that gets uploaded to Paris if you recommend to the full board that it be approved. There are also some links to our website for things like the performance measurements, the goals and accomplishments, procurement policy, all of those things. Some of those are provided to you, those things that were new or had changed were provided to you for review. So I think at this, what we're looking for basically is for the governance committee to recommend to the full board that give us permission to upload these reports in their entirety to Paris. The deadline is April 1st.
I'll move to approve the annual Paris filing. To recommend that the board approve the
second
Paris filing.
Any discussion?
Yes. Is this, the commissioners had to fill out a questionnaire regarding whether or not we've reviewed reports. Is this what they meant by?
Yes.
Yes.
Because we hadn't done it at the time that we.
No, but remember how we, so what you filled out, I put a little footnote, endnote, saying that this is something that you guys are working with on the performance measure, reviewing all of those kinds of stuff. So it was noted
so
at the
time. So they got the cart before the horse because
yeah.
The two of us haven't been through this before.
And it turns out we don't have to file that evaluation, but Karen has it on file, so if the ABO ever comes in, they're going to see exactly the summary.
Just the summary.
Just the summary with the notes. And I don't know if I sent you, but
yeah,
I did. So that everything is understood at when it was done, what you guys, how you filled out and the understanding of it. So, yeah, that's basically.
Okay.
Should that go on our website?
It's not required. It's just a draft.
No, I'm not saying it's required. I guess I'm putting the question
out
there.
The Paris reports?
No. The Paris report will go on the website.
Yes.
Well, I'm talking about the question.
The survey was noted as being confidential.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not only confidential, but you know the whole thing is? I mean, the truth of the matter is we all had problems with how the wording of the
right,
question
well,
was.
Well, not only that,
not
I mean,
great.
Just this particular
yeah.
thing that
yeah.
that you've met and gone through reports, but
right.
they don't really define what the reports
no.
are. I mean,
no, and the whole thing is.
It could be a report from Mr. Lichtenthal that
yeah.
we went over.
The bottom line is,
not
is the reports, it's the report under the 2005, when they created the ABO. There's certain things you're supposed to do. So it not only covers the Paris report, but it's all other reporting. Your internal controls that you have the responsibility to review and that only you can approve, it basically, that question was all-encompassing, okay?
Yeah. Well,
and all-encompassing. But, of course, it says that you've always done it, and we had to make a note that two of you don't know what happened in the past. All you can do is know what you're doing now.
Right.
So I think everything that you filled out was perfect. This is something that you do every single, well, the board, not you, but the board, every single year does review the Paris report, and as well as all the other reports that come before you.
Bob, you wanted to add?
Ms. Murphy just covered that, is that piece of it. It's not just the Paris report. Granted, you two commissioners weren't here for the filing last year, but the monthly reports, the quarterly reports that, it's asking the question from a performance thing, are you getting reports? Are you reviewing them?
Items 1 and 2 on your board meetings every month.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So you are good in answering that part of it with the assumption that being seated subsequent to the last report, you couldn't have really opined on this particular mm-hmm. report.
But
you are answering properly.
Let me move to the performance report, which I see we've got in here, which frankly I like, but Who's looked at that? I mean, in terms of coming up with that performance report. I know Karen and worked on it.
Right.
You looked at it, Bob.
Russ.
Sabrina. Okay. And did somebody, you know, looking at the ABO requirements, and this is one of the things they dinged us on, which I thought was a little bit of a slight that wasn't appropriate, but nevertheless, I like measurement to be real measurement, not just opinions, you know, that if you say you're going to put, going to pump X miles or push X miles of water or whatever it is, that you actually measure that and you then report on it. So I think this does that. In my opinion, this is a very good set of measurements. But is everybody here comfortable with this?
I think we're comfortable, and the discussion was first step.
Yeah.
Continuous improvement, continuous review. Those performance measurements are supposed to tie back to the mission statement.
Yeah. Okay.
And they're supposed to be under the ABO report. They don't give you a lot of guidance of how
no,
to make performance
they
measures.
They do not.
But what you're supposed to do is once you have your mission statements and you have the performance measures, those measures don't change from year to year. So you can always, you basically measure yourself against yourself. Now, in further, in next year or the other years, other commissioners and other people in every position can say, let's add one more performance measure under this category. So you can add to it, but it really is supposed to be the benchmarks that you're setting, that you're comparing yourself to. You're competing with yourself every year.
Okay. Any further discussion on this? And there was a motion to approve?
Motion to recommend.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Motion to adjourn?
Second.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.